This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show, Wayne Allyn Root, third hour. USA Radio, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and hour number one, the hour, the power hour on Newsmax TV. Such an important hour, we give it its own name. Root Reaction, the aftermath. The day is over, 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West. All the news that is to be is in, and we react to it here, react to it with the Root Reaction. It's the aftermath. And we get your reaction. We love taking your calls. So make sure I give you the phone number if you're listening. If you're watching, it's on the screen, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I'll try and take some calls early in the show and late in the show because we do have a guest tonight. Bob Lindsay has been on before, candidate for Los Angeles County Sheriff. We feel the upset is there, and I just want to push him over the edge. I want him to win this thing. We got to get a sheriff in Los Angeles County who does not want it to be a sanctuary city. We got to get a sheriff who's willing to hand people that are under deportation orders, criminals, over to ICE. We got to get a sheriff who is willing to give concealed carry permits to anybody who wants them, who doesn't have a criminal record, is a good person. That's my kind of candidate. So, Bob Lindsay, I'm trying to push you over the finish line. So we're getting him on one more time, repeat performance today on the show. We'll take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. All right, some of the news stories today. CNN's ratings collapse. Primetime audience collapses 25% in May. Total collapse by CNN. At the same time, Fox News steamrolls cable news competition with a big win in the May ratings. Fox News is kicking butt and taking numbers. Liberals are just making a lot of mistakes. And I'll give you an example of the mistakes. I've got a commentary coming out in tomorrow's Las Vegas Review Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in the country. I'm their national politics, national political opinion writer. And I wrote a column about the Las Vegas Golden Knights, our hockey team, and how they compare to the future Las Vegas Raiders. Right now they're called the Oakland Raiders, but they've already made the decision to move to Vegas. We're building a big stadium, spending $750 million of taxpayer money, and they're going to be the Las Vegas Raiders. And I compared the two, and I think it's a very important comparison you need to hear. I have to say, wow. I've been involved with sports as both a fan and a businessman my entire adult life. You know, I was the number one sports handicapper and odds maker in the history of Vegas, the history of the sports handicapping industry. This Vegas night season is the single most remarkable thing I've ever seen. That's even if it ends here in the finals, even if they lose. But if the Knights win the Stanley Cup, which they're now up one game to nothing, another game tonight, I don't think there can be any debate at all. They will be the greatest sports story and sports underdog story in the history of sports, not American sports, all over the world. Enjoy the ride, because this is truly one in a billion. It's just not possible for a first-year expansion team filled with cast-offs from other teams. Other teams didn't want them. They gladly gave them up. They didn't protect them. That team in its first year to win the whole darn thing? Do you believe in miracles? Do you remember Al Michaels with that line? Do you believe in miracles? The 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team. This is a reality show mixed with a fairy tale. And I can't wait for the movie. I just want to play Knights GM George McPhee in the movie. Now, let me ask you a common sense political question involving the Knights. Why does no one in the NHL, in the National Hockey League, not one player try to kneel during the national anthem? Not one. Not even the Canadians kneel. The Canadian players don't kneel when the American national anthem comes up. How refreshing. Could this be one of the reasons why Vegas fans have such a love affair with their Vegas Knights? Now compare this patriotic story to the NFL. Why do NFL players seem so desperate to kneel and give a middle finger to their own fans? They're trying to destroy their own NFL. Now, you can't argue it's about race because there are black NHL players. Not a lot of them, but there are black NHL players, and none of them kneel. As a matter of fact, there's black players on the Knights, and none of them ever kneel for the national anthem. None of the black players in baseball kneel. None of the black players in the NBA kneel. Obviously, they appreciate this country and the opportunities they get, whether white, black, or any other color, to play a kid's game and get paid millions of dollars per year. But not NFL players. Somehow, NFL players see terrible things about America that no other players in any other league in any other sport see. Consider this. This is a little wisdom for NFL players. Perhaps you should understand that everyone, black, white, or otherwise, is angry about something. I'm angry. I wrote a book called Angry White Male. I personally see injustices every single day. To me, the biggest injustice in America is how high taxes are and how bad regulations were under Obama. And how about Obamacare? Oh, my gosh, is that an injustice? That's just ripping up middle-class people and small business people like me. I see injustice every day. But common sense says the playing of our national anthem isn't the place or time to show anger. It's only a time to show love and appreciation for this great country. If you're angry, show it later at some other venue like a protest march. No one is stopping you. There's not an NFL owner that would stop a player from joining a protest march. The Vegas Knights get that. And they've been rewarded with the most loyal, loving, fanatic fan base in the sports world. And there's a lesson in there for future Las Vegas Raiders. Keep in mind the Knights didn't cost Vegas taxpayers one darn cent. The Raiders are costing taxpayers $750 million. And our future team was outed days ago as one of only two NFL teams who abstained from a vote to ban kneeling for the national anthem. $750 million, the most money ever taken from taxpayers to finance a sports stadium, and our team didn't feel it important enough to vote. 30 other NFL teams smartly voted yes, but the two teams from the People's Republic of San Francisco both abstained, the 49ers and the Raiders. Now, here's a question. Does anyone in the Raiders front office realize Vegas ain't San Francisco? Here in Vegas, we're starting to wonder if we should have used the $750 million to build a wall to keep Californians out. Sports is a business. They just don't understand that in the NFL. I saw where a 49ers player angrily remarked how the players are the ones whose views matter. I disagree strongly. Players don't matter. It's a business. Only the customer matters. Fans are the customer. Customers pay the bills. A player making $15 million a year feels important, but guess what? You're not. Because you're collecting $15 million. The people who buy the tickets, who buy the merchandise, who watch on TV, that produce the TV ratings, they're the only ones that matter, because they're the ones paying for your bloated, obscene salaries. If the fans, i.e. your customers, aren't happy, sales drop and stadiums are empty and TV ratings collapse. And in case the players didn't notice, it's exactly what happened last year. It already happened. That's precisely why NFL owners voted to ban kneeling. They got the message. The people who buy the tickets and pay the players' salaries won, as they should have. As we used to say on the streets of New York where I grew up, money talks and bull walks. You know we didn't say bull. Bull crap walks. On the day the NFL players put their money where their mouth is, then and only then does their opinion matter. But until then, shut up and study the Vegas Knights. Study the Vegas Knights. Listen, watch, and learn. There's a sports team. We love our Vegas Knights in Las Vegas. I can't say the same about how we're going to feel about our Raiders. Not if they keep kneeling for the national anthem. Not if they keep making stupid comments. Not if they abstain from voting about kneeling for the national anthem. All right. Before I get some more news, I want to give a little personal news because this press release just came out today, Thursday. This announcement was made. This press release is out. Wayne Allyn Root signs with Humanix Books for Trump Success Book. Now, who's Humanix Book? It's Newsmax Book Publishing Division. Humanix Books announced Thursday, that's today, it signed nationally syndicated radio host and author Wayne Allyn Root for a new book on Donald Trump's business and political success. The book is expected to be released in early 2019. Here's my quote. President Trump has achieved awe-inspiring success in so many different areas, in business, in entrepreneurship, in branding, in public relations, in publishing, in television, and now, of course, politics, Root said. I've studied Donald Trump's life for decades, and I owe much of my own success to the remarkable lessons learned from this man. And so it goes on and on. It talks about, you know, Wayne Root has his nationally syndicated radio show on USA Radio, and he's got his TV show on Newsmax TV at 8 o'clock each night. It reaches 50 million cable homes. It's the fastest-growing cable news channel in the United States of America. How cool is that? Newsmax, fastest-growing cable news channel in the United States. And then it goes on to talk about Humanix. Books has published several blockbuster New York Times bestsellers, Killing the Deep State by Jerome Kersey, The Obamacare Survival Guide by Nick Tate, Big Agenda by David Horowitz, a couple of big ones by Dick Morris. And then it says, we believe the public needs to go to the roots of Trump's success, and we think Wayne Allyn Root will do it like no other, said Mary Glenn, publisher of Humanix Books. And so, really, really cool. I'm really honored. Out of all the 330 million people in America, and Newsmax and Humanix chose one person, Wayne Allyn Root, to write the book on Donald Trump, to talk about the brand. I'm the brander of Donald Trump. Here's the guy who invented branding, the greatest brander in the world. And I get to brand what makes Trump successful, why he's successful, and how you can use it too. And I've used it my whole life, by the way. I think it's important to note I graduated college in 1983. Columbia University, who was the king of New York in 1983? A young Donald Trump building Trump Tower. It opened in 83. And the whole 4 years I was at college, he was building the most grandiose building in history. And soon after, he bought the Plaza Hotel and opened three casinos in Atlantic City and bought Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. I loved Donald Trump's success. And I wanted to be him, and I studied him, and I modeled him. And every bit of my success was learned from Donald Trump. 35 and 30 and 20 and 15 years ago. And now he's president of the United States of America. And now we're going to talk about how you can do the same. My book coming out in early 2019. Thank you, Humanix. Thank you, Newsmax. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129 or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, big night. My Vegas Knights going for a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup. Can you imagine? You believe in miracles. Remember that Al Michaels line? This is a miracle. You know? This is a miracle. More than the Olympic team, more than the Mighty Ducks, the TV movie by the Miracle? The Miracle Mighty Ducks, I think it was. I don't know. In any case, this is a real-life miracle. It's amazing. The Vegas Knights, we'll see what they do tonight. If they can go up 2-0, they got this thing. They got this thing. And I think they're going to win the whole thing. I really do. And I've said that from the beginning of the playoffs. They are the epitome of American sports. They're fantastic. I want to mention someone else who's fantastic. It's the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's the Landis Tax Group, Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. When the Obama IRS came after me and tried to destroy me and the whole weight of the U.S. government was after me. Wow. I had to hire a great tax lawyer. My accountant said, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I've never seen anything like this in my life. 30 years as an accountant, I've never seen anything like the over-the-top attack by the IRS against you under Obama, Wayne Root. And so you got to go hire a top tax lawyer. And I interviewed 20 of the top tax lawyers in the nation. I hired one of them, Sam Landis. And boy, did I make a great decision. Oh, what a great decision. He not only beat the IRS once, he beat him twice. Because after the first time, we beat him 6 days later, new IRS audit. And he beat him a second time, and I didn't owe a penny. And I walked away unscathed. Thank you, Sam Landis, you're the best. Everyone needs a Sam Landis. He's now the sponsor of this show as well as my radio show. The attorneys of the Landis Tax Group resolves over 8,500 cases. And when you call them up for a free consultation, guess who answers the phone? It's an attorney. It's not a salesman. It's not a secretary. It's an attorney. It's no hype. You just get the truth, the honest to God truth. How long will it take? How much will it cost? You'll be shocked how quick they can resolve it. Shocked how professional they are, and shocked how inexpensive it is for them to handle your case and handle it well and make your IRS problems go away. Free consultation protected by attorney-client privilege. Thank you, Sam Landis. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Remember to use the letter U because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. All right, let's grab a call. We've got Charles from Alabama on line 2. Charles wants to talk about the NHL and the NFL. Hey, Charles, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for taking the call. But if you will think about it, hockey, tennis, all those teams, they are international teams. They're basically in every country. But if you take the National Football League, American Football League, that is just pure United States of America. So the kneeling was done in an effort to get the people to turn against football, because football is American.
All American, yeah, all American sport.
So the one world people want to get rid of everything that is toward America. Now, if football was international, those guys would have never knelt. So I believe it was the one world supporters who were able to get to those guys to get them to kneel in order to cause the American people to turn against football.
Well, you know, I think it's a mixture of that. It's a mixture of radicalism. You know, kids who are radicalized in public schools in this country, then radicalized again in colleges. You know, at college, everybody's a liberal. There was just a study in Harvard. Almost every single professor in the entire Harvard is a registered Democrat, and they all hate Trump. I mean, just every single one of them. So it doesn't even matter if you're a football player or a student in general. Everybody's radicalized at college and made to hate the Republican Party, hate conservatives. They think we're all racist. They hate Donald Trump. And so these players come out of college. They come into the NFL. They've been radicalized. And also, you know, a lot of them, all the ones kneeling were black, by the way. And so, you know, they have been taught again and again that America's been terrible to black people. Doesn't make sense to me, because you're black, you're in the NFL, you're making millions of dollars. It's ridiculous. It's insulting. You make millions of dollars to play a kid's game, and you're giving a middle finger to your fans who pay the bill. Makes no sense.
I think it's a greater attempt to move us away from football, since it is just American. Now, you also have the doctors now against football because of the injuries to the little boys and to the college, high school kids and to the college kids.
Right, concussion.
So that's
coming
down the line.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know if anything's ever going to defeat football the way players can. In other words, the concussions was never going to end the NFL. But if the players keep kneeling, I promise you, you're going to ruin the NFL. Last year, you ruined the whole season for me, players. You know, I used to watch 6 to 10 games a weekend. Last year, I watched, I counted 6 games the whole year. And they were only my Dallas Cowboys. I love my Dallas Cowboys, and Jerry Jones would not let them kneel. And I could not give up the whole season, but I watched, like, half of several games, 6 games. But I didn't watch my normal games. I mean, I just didn't give any ratings to the NFL. I would never buy merchandise at Christmas again last year. For the first time in years, I didn't buy anything to make them any money. And so I'm not making them any money. This year, I'd like to go back and watch the NFL again. This new rule will help me do that if the players aren't dumb enough to kneel anyway and pay the fines. They got to be morons. They finally could make this go away. Make everyone forget about it. Forget about it, as we say in New York. Wayne Allyn Root, Horn Al. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now. USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, they are hosting a field day to encourage youth sports participation and introduce intended appointees to the Presidential Council on Sports Fitness and Nutrition. The president also spoke about just how vital sports is to life.
the skills learned out on the track field and the court and the diamond and the gridiron and the golf course and those tennis courts are skills that will serve young Americans for the rest of their lives. I want to thank all of the council members who are here with us today, incredible group of people.
Missouri prosecutors agreed to drop one of the two felony criminal cases against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens after the governor's attorney said he would resign. Greitens announced yesterday that he is stepping down from office on Friday. This afternoon, a New York grand jury indicted Harvey Weinstein on criminal sexual act charges and rape. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, Wayne, Alan, Root, worn out, back again with the aftermath, the Root Reaction. It's after 8 o'clock East Coast, after 5 o'clock West Coast. We react to what's going on in the news today. We've got a lot of great news personalities. First of all, I got to tell you, the show is sponsored by the U.S. Gold Bureau, the only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. They run the Fort Knox of Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you should, too. U.S. Gold Bureau has created a special limited-time opportunity. If you've ever thought in your whole life about checking out gold or silver or precious metals, if you ever thought about buying it, if you've ever thought about owning it, if you ever thought about making money with it or using it as an insurance policy, just call them. And they're going to give you a free Silver Eagle coin, every single caller. And if they don't, they'll have to deal with me, Wayne Root, the enforcer. I'll make a phone call. You just contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. If they don't give you that free Silver Eagle coin just for calling, it is fresh from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition, 1 ounce of pure silver, and it's yours free. You'll have to deal with me. If they don't do it, I will take care of it. I promise you, every single person will get their 1 ounce of pure silver, a free Silver Eagle coin. It's free, no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to lose money. Just get you on the phone to prove how good they are. Just for the chance to earn your business, they're giving you the free silver coin. Call right now for your free consultation and your free gold coin. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Thank you for sponsoring the show. It's because of you that we've got a show. Great sponsors. All right. Great sponsors and great guests and great callers. I know we got callers on the line. We'll take you in the last segment. Right now we got Bob Lindsay, candidate for Los Angeles County Sheriff, return engagement, 40-year veteran of law enforcement, 33 years at Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. His website, SheriffBobLindsay.com, SheriffBobLindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Lindsay.com. Return engagement because the election is coming up in days, and I want to push him over the finish line. So we put him on national TV. Everyone in California, listen, this is the guy to save you from the sanctuary city liberals, to save you from a state that's not in compliance with ICE, that thinks ICE and the government are the enemy, to save you from the bad guys. This is the guy to give you concealed carry permits. We love this guy. Bob Lindsay, welcome back.
Thank you, Wayne. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
All right, so tell us, you haven't been on in about 2 weeks or so. What's happening with your campaign? Tell us, are things progressing? When's the election? When's the primary, I should say? How do you feel about things? Have you seen polls? Fill us in on the latest scoop.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going crazy out here. I mean, there is so much happening. You know, I'm not a politician, but I'll tell you, I'm quickly learning about politics here. And everything's going great. We have great support from the Second Amendment people out there. And thank you, and God bless all of you, because we got to make a change here in Southern California, especially L.A. County, because here, as you know, Wayne, there's only about 190 CCWs issued for 10.5 million people, and that is absolutely crazy. So we're working hard on the Second Amendment side of it, and we're working hard just basically to clean up crime. We've got a sheriff out here who is saying crime is down here, but yet we have a 56% increase just from last year to this year to date in homicides, a 56% increase. So there is a lot going out here in Los Angeles County, and it's about time we had a change.
So let me ask you a question, okay? And this is that goes back to politics. Politicians are just born liars. How could an incumbent politician, in this case a sheriff, say that crime is down if homicides are up 56%? How do those two go together? They seem incongruent to me. Can you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Statistics can be manipulated. So here in California, there's some crazy propositions, and I'm sure anybody who lives here knows that. So they actually made a lot of felonies out here misdemeanors. So one, when he's looking at crime, he's looking at all crime, and he's comparing crime to what it used to be. So let's say all these felonies are now misdemeanors. Well, he is gathering up enough felonies, even though so many have changed, to match the felonies that were there before. But what he's doing is he is using crime. He's not talking about violent crime. He's not talking about specific crime. And I'll tell you, in our North County, we have an area called Palmdale, for those who are familiar with California. Murders in Palmdale are up 900%. So as you start thinking, property crimes here in California, especially the L.A. County area, are up tremendously. And the reason is because they've changed the rules out here, the laws, that grand theft used to be $400. Well, here it's now $950. So we literally have people going onto the porches, opening up the boxes, looking at the tags and saying, okay, it's only $800. I can steal it. And they look at the front door where you have your little ring device. They wave at it because they know all they're going to get here is a ticket. They're not going to go to jail.
And by the way, the same thing with marijuana, right? So in other words, there probably used to be thousands and maybe tens of thousands of people arrested each year for marijuana offenses, and now it's been decriminalized, right? It's legal in California, so no one gets arrested. They smoke pot right in front of a cop. You don't get arrested, but that makes the arrest numbers look much better. Less people being arrested, therefore must be less crime, must be because he's a great sheriff. Is that possibly part of this too?
Well, it's all a part of it, but the fact is right now he's just hiding facts. And in fact, when he said crime was down and our campaign challenged that, he literally took his crime stats off of the internet and hid them from the public. And then once he did that, he then also quit giving the information to a company in Baltimore, Maryland, and they're basically crime mappers for the biggest cities across the U.S., and he quit feeding them information. We have put so much pressure on him that he finally put the stats back up, but he has now made it very difficult to read them. The average person can't read them. I'm just fortunate in my campaign I have people who can tear into them, get them, and then actually analyze them.
All right, so we're talking about crime, but how about homelessness? Homelessness in L.A. County is absolutely out of control. It is a crisis beyond crisis, correct?
You can't even get off a freeway here anymore without having people approach your car. There's tents under the, the overpasses. There, when you go down, and this is indicative of how bad it is. The sheriff is housed in the Hall of Justice jail. If you look out his window, out on the sidewalks, there's tents everywhere. You can no longer, as a family, walk into downtown Los Angeles or many other areas without walking literally in the street to avoid the tents. It wasn't that long ago that we had an off-deputy sheriff getting off work in civilian clothes, and he was surrounded by some homeless people, and they were going to rob him. He then pulled out his gun, which obviously didn't know he had, and everybody ran. So they're cognizant of what they're doing. This wasn't a mental health deficiency. These were just predators within the homeless community. So I can't imagine how many of these homeless out there that are just out of a job or people, women and children, they're living in very dangerous conditions here in Los Angeles County.
And what can we do about it? I mean, let me ask you the obvious question, okay? You are a smart guy. You're a gung-ho guy. You're an action-oriented guy. What do we do to make crime go lower? What do we do to eliminate homelessness? What are your ideas?
Well, we have to get smart. We have to use some common sense here. And I'll tell you what, we have what's called flash incarceration here in Los Angeles County. Because this sheriff forgot to hire enough deputy sheriffs, and it's not a budget issue, he had the money to hire them. He just forgot to hire them. He had never done this before. He's a new sheriff here in town. He's only been there for 3 years, and I've been in this department for 40. So when he came in, he forgot to hire people. So therefore, he doesn't have enough people to run the jails, to run patrol. The deputies are having to be forced to work overtime. And we could go on and on about the things that are happening in the department, but with that said, he doesn't have enough deputies to open up bed space in the jails. So flash incarceration means when you get arrested and you get convicted to a year in jail, you're only doing 10 to 12 days here.
Wow.
If you get sentenced to 6 months, you're only doing a day. So it is a revolving door here of criminality where the burglars, the people committing the thefts realize, I can commit the theft because there is no time that I'm going to have to pay for doing that.
Right. Amazing. What a situation. How out of control. By the way, when you mentioned that he didn't hire enough people, enough sheriffs, and therefore everyone's forced to work overtime, that's costing taxpayers a fortune, is it not, Bob Lindsay?
Oh, absolutely. He's $200 million over budget just on his overtime. And remember now, the sheriff's department has a budget of $3.2 billion.
Wow.
And when you've got a budget that big, you gotta get in there, you got to run it correctly. I mean, here's a sheriff who literally has nine deputies that he uses for his personal security. Now, that's crazy. I mean, he has a car that's worth $100,000, but yet we have youth programs closing down here, for the children. We don't have enough school resource deputies. You know, I mean, this place here in Los Angeles County has 2,200 public schools. And you know what? They're not protected like they should be. I am very concerned that Los Angeles County will be the next target.
Yeah, I understand. Last topic, I see one of the topics on this list with Bob Lindsay, candidate for Los Angeles County Sheriff, 40-year veteran of law enforcement, 33 years, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy, website sheriffboblindsay.com, sheriffboblindsay.com. Is censorship of campaigns on social platforms, what is that about? What are you talking about, Bob? What censorship are we talking about?
Well, you know what? Just for everybody out there that's running a campaign, all you patriots out there, just be careful because buzzwords are being looked at. If you've got, you know, Second Amendment out there and you're trying to push what you believe to be the proper thing out there, then there is censorship, trust me. And,
so you're talking about Facebook, you know, and Twitter and YouTube don't want to show your ads if you're protecting the Second Amendment. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not going to mention names because they'll shut me completely down. But the bottom line is just be careful out there. You know, utilize broad resources and be prepared just in case you are.
I remember the sergeant on, what was it, I think it was called Hill Street Blues. Be careful out there. Bob Lindsay, we want you to be a winner out there. We want to pull you over the finish line. We need Bob Lindsay to save California and Los Angeles County. We don't want it to be a sanctuary state anymore, or a sanctuary city, or a sanctuary county in Los Angeles County. Bob Lindsay can show the way. He's a patriot. He's a good man. He's one of us. Go to his website, sheriffboblindsay.com. Sheriff Bob. Good luck. Let's win it, baby. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
War now!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Wayne on the Root. We're now last segment of the show. This segment sponsored by Synagenics. Founded in 1997, treated over 35,000 patients in the U.S. and worldwide. Highly trusted by physicians and their families. They represent 25% of Synagenics' patient base is doctors and their families. Have you ever heard of anything like that? It's amazing. Based on an internal study, patients see an average of 30% reduction in their body fat in the first year on the program. Free consultation available. No obligation. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Like, I want to feel younger. I want to feel young again. Young, young, younger. 888-YOUNGER. It's toll-free anywhere in the United States. They have clinics all over the USA. I went to their Vegas clinic. 888-YOUNGER or register at Synagenics.com. That's C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S. Synagenics.com. And here's my personal experience. I'm Mr. Health and Fitness. I'm a guy who's taking care of himself his entire life, eats right, works out all the time, pops vitamins. I thought I was in perfect health, and I thought there was nothing they could tell me. I go in, I have an eight-hour series of comprehensive tests, 8 hours, and they told me things about my body and my blood tests and my health and my organs that I never would have found out in a million years. I never would have had the test done, and I would not have found out that I actually had some significant health issues arising, and we've nipped them in the bud. We're in the right place, the right time, caught them early. I'm reversing the problems. I'm doing fantastic. We go for more tests every month to check them out, but everything looks great. They've got me on brand new vitamins. They've got me on a brand new protein drink. They got me working out in a completely different way. They've changed my diet, completely overhauled it, and I feel fantastic. And I was waning towards the last minutes of the show, and now I'm like energy through the roof. Thank you, Synagenics. So give them a call, 888-YOUNGER. Free consultation, no obligation, 888-YOUNGER, as in I want to be younger, Younger, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Synagenics.com. All right, fact check. Yes, George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. He did an interview in 1998 on 60 Minutes. Roseanne said that George Soros, the biggest liberal funder in the world and the biggest backer of Obama in the world, was a Nazi collaborator, and the liberal media saying Roseanne's a liar. And Roseanne's wrong. And Roseanne isn't wrong, and she's not a liar. The liberal media's a liar. George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. Who said so? George Soros, a Jewish Nazi collaborator. And I could say that because I'm Jewish. You are a bad person, George. And your responses were not only terrible, but weird. You know, they asked him, Steve Croft on 60 Minutes said, my understanding is you were out there helping the confiscation of property from the Jews. And Soros says, yes, that's right, yes. And Croft says, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many years, meaning you're a Jew stealing the property of Jews from the Nazis. And Soros says, he says, was it difficult? And Soros says, no, not at all. Not at all. No problem at all. I watched the interview and I read the transcript. And Croft says, no feeling of guilt. And Soros says, no. And Croft says, no feeling I'm Jewish. That could be me we're stealing the property from. It could have been you, in other words, instead of the person you're taking it from. Could have been you and your family. You didn't feel bad about that? And Soros says, no. No, not at all, because if I didn't do it, someone else would have. So basically what he's saying is, you know, if a person walks down the street and they're a good mark, right? They got a wallet, they got a nice watch, and a predator sees them and he kills them and they says to the police in interrogation, why should I feel guilty? Someone else would have murdered them if I didn't. That's what George Soros was saying. Someone else would have stolen from the Jews if I didn't. So it's okay that I did it. You know what? Roseanne was right. Maybe she wasn't right in the way she talked about Valerie Jarrett, but she was right that Valerie Jarrett's a socialist, Marxist, communist out to ruin this country. And she was way pathetically too sympathetic to the Muslim Brotherhood and the Muslim cause. And she was right that George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. Simple as that. It's out of his own lips. Let's take some calls. Dennis on line one. Dennis from Tennessee on line one. Dennis, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good.
Dennis, are you there?
How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell you I really appreciate your show. I appreciate what you're doing for our country and for our president and backing him. And you've got one of the greatest shows on TV.
Thank you, Dennis. Really appreciate it. Nice to have a caller from Tennessee, great state where Donald Trump was giving his big speech last night. Did you see it?
I think we need to do everything we can.
All right, Dennis. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Love my fans in Tennessee. How about Angie from New Mexico? The Lobos are in New Mexico. Angie, you're on with Wayne Root. Last call of the night. We've got Angie for about Trump's tweeting about Roseanne. Angie, what's on your mind?
The sad part of it is that President Trump can't say a word, can't tweet, because they will turn it around and accuse him of being a racist. And then from then it takes off and they are just continue saying things about President Trump. Forget Roseanne, because they're so busy now putting down President Trump, and I hate to say that to see it, because President Trump is such a wonderful president.
But you know, Roseanne, you know, I've not been a huge defender of her. I've said that some of the things she said was right, some of them were wrong. But she's a weird lady anyway. She's not our poster child for conservatives. She was a lifelong Hollywood liberal. She came to like Trump, but she's still, in general, liberal on many issues. She's a comedian. She's raunchy. She's strange. She grabbed her crotch during the Star Spangled Banner. Now she's claiming it was Ambien. She was on sleeping pills. She was on drugs, in other words. She's blaming everybody in the world but herself. It's the drug. It's Michelle Obama. You know, I'm just not a fan of Roseanne, but I'm a big fan of Donald Trump. He is the greatest. I just wish Roseanne had not pushed out of the headlines all the good stuff. Trump's got him on the run. And then Roseanne came and interrupted everything yesterday. But it's okay. We're back on track today. And tomorrow will be another day. And then Friday. And then next Monday, Roseanne's long forgotten. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Be safe out there. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.